Hey, Colt. Come here, buddy. Say hi. Hey, come here. No, come here. Come talk to Danny's phone and microphone real quick. You have to real quick. All right, here we go. Hey, say this. This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool.
Danny, say watch this ad.
Watch this ad.
Or listen.
We got to do
that. That was flawless.
We
got to
do it one more time, though. No, it wasn't very loud.
It doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter.
It works.
Hey there.
Hi.
It's sweater weather.
Yeah, that's right. It is. Sure, it sure is. It's getting cold out there, folks.
It sure is. We're heading into the fall and winter seasons, and guess what? It's going to be getting cold out there.
It's going to be getting real cold.
And we want you to be wearing our Sunday Cool tees. But guess what? You don't want to get cold.
Right.
You might want to have something a little bit thicker on.
That's right.
But you still want it to be soft, right there, Josh?
Right.
So you go to sundaycool.com/fleecewear. You can see all of our options that have been nice, thick, soft, and warm apparel.
Mm-hmm. All customizable, too. You can get whatever print you want on them. I got a nice little Sunday Cool print on mine. How about you, Andy?
Absolutely. I sure do, too. We also have crew necks, long sleeve tees, and hoodies. And you can even build a package so you can have water bottles and wristbands and everything you want all together.
Yeah, that's right. SundayCool.com/fleecewear.
Go now.
Burr.
Ooh, chilly. Warm you up.
Don't ever.
Stop. I'm just.
Stop.
Don't hit me, first of all.
We're the most unprofessional podcast ever.
Being awkward will be.
Prove it. Day. Prove it.
Ow!
But
I don't know how that proved it, but
it got me. I'm convinced.
Oh,
Jason, that sounds good. How have you not done that before? This? He wasn't even looking at me when I was passing it to him. So what am I going to do? Just stand there like a dingus?
But your head. It's like a whole body thing.
Hey, yeah. No wasted movement. Okay,
old,
all right.
Old country grandpa.
You just like bowled it to him.
That's the three quarter right there.
Country living,
country road,
podcast world.
Wow,
look at you!
Oh, look at that! Yeah, that sounds pretty.
Thigh strength, woo!
baby. That's an A strength.
Andrew's been working on his quad.
Oh, the quads.
Leg quads.
The quads.
Leg quads.
Took you so long to get it out.
Say the quads.
I don't know what I was waiting for, but that was worth it.
Lake quads.
J'ai des quads. It's French.
Anticipation.
I can't see the back of every camera, so real talk. Just if the red light goes off on anybody, stop what we're doing.
Okay. Real talk?
Real talk.
Dude.
Like from 03.
How real?
That's
some real talk.
That's some real good music. Real talk. If you've never listened to that song, it's crazy.
Okay.
Hey there, Willie Nelson.
Is that a young Willie Nelson over there?
Sure is.
Ooh.
I don't really know.
No, that was perfect.
Was it?
Yeah, go ahead. Do it again. You know he was British, though, right? Willie Nelson was British?
Sure is.
Yes.
I like to sing country music.
Yeah, on the road again singing.
On the road again.
A little more.
I've been trying again.
You're nailing it.
Killing it.
The queen is.
Yep.
Forsaken. I just can't get on the road again.
Perfect.
Wow.
Well done.
That was like Willie Nelson reincarnated
that was
right there.
Really hard.
I tried really hard. How you doing, Joshy?
All right. Danny.
I can't stand people that do that too much.
You've been doing it.
I know, right? That's what I'm saying. Like,
just
I hate
keep doing it.
I can not like certain things that I do, okay? All right? I'm a working man. I'm working on myself, all right?
Have you started?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we're like 15 minutes into the podcast.
Yeah, we're way. Okay. Hopefully we got some of that, right?
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
Song?
I would love a song. Yeah.
We're going to see how this goes.
Okay.
Ooh. I mean, we're in Tennessee, right?
Hey, you know what they say? When in Tennessee.
When in Tennessee.
Do as the Romans do. So I say we sing some country music.
Yes. In a Roman font.
In a Roman's font.
Times
Newman. Roman numeral. Nailed it. I like that. That's really good. Well, keep that up.
Give us some. My sweetheart is gone, I'm so lonely. I sure do miss my dearest Lily. But where there's darkness, there is light. It's called Tennessee Delight. Under Tennessee skies, ninjas are butterflies. We gathered here, friends, when we're in this cabin. Staring and giggling.
I did.
Can't help but thinking. There's a flower that needs picking.
Wow.
Under Tennessee skies, ninjas are butterflies. You might be confused what I'm saying.
I am.
Don't worry, stop overthinking.
I will.
Beg my pardon, my glance.
Oh, no.
I'm looking at you, Danny Rordance.
Wow.
Under Tennessee skies, ninjas are butterflies. We sure miss our Lily. But thank goodness we have our Danny.
Yes!
I love it. There's a part of it where I got a little.
Hey, you know what? That's just what happens when country music runs through your veins, baby. You always do that. Wait, this is my country voice. We're talking about this.
Get up here.
This like is my country voice. I don't know what Kermit you're talking about. How dare you? This ain't no Kermit the Frog. This is Kermit the Frog. Frog here,
it's all right.
Kermit the Frog here.
Kermit the Frog here.
It's what's his name? Ew. It's like the show from the '50s.
We had this discussion. It's Andy Griffith. It's a
Gomer Pyle.
I was about to say Elmer Fudd.
Well, he says, "Well, golly,
well, Sheriff Andy, I'm really scared.
Well, golly, y'all are late for I don't know,
Barney. What are y'all doing?
Wait, what does Barney sound like? Because I kind of was thinking that was
Barney Don Knotts. That was
Don Knotts.
He has such a unique voice.
Yeah.
Crazy unique.
I think that's what I thought that was.
Like, he's like, it's crazy. It's like a.
Andy Griffith.
Barney. Opie, go back home. Where is she?
Barney? And he's just like, hey.
He has to solve like a small town mystery. Where is she? In Mayberry.
Barney.
Someone stole my apple pie out of my windowsill. Where is it?
That's a real episode.
I remember that.
Oh, man.
We're singing the song.
That was so awesome. I was about to say, like that? That was fantastic.
That was all for you, dude.
So personal. Yeah. You guys really went above
and
beyond.
We wrote that today.
So for those of you who just tuned in, Lily's been missing for 14 days. We have no idea where she's been. We have no idea where she's at. So instead of looking for her, we found a replacement, Danny.
Danny
Rordance.
Back, baby.
And in the blue corner.
Sitting in at the blue corner. 6'3", 100 pounds.
Dressed as a wannabe Alan Jackson.
Sounds like Keith Urban.
Danny the Wreck Rordance.
Guys, I love it. Thank you.
Bruce Buffer better watch out, dude.
Wow. Hey, this is episode number two. Two and a half. Two and an eighth.
Yeah.
Because you came out and talked about gases, and it was embarrassing for you.
And you had to go through a probation period where it's like, you can't be on the pod anymore because of the terrible thing that you said.
When that podcast came out, I said the word regret. Right after I said space gas.
So what do you think of UFOs, Nick? Gas.
Gas is in space, baby. I said I regret this like five times after saying it. I was like, what am I doing?
Hey, if they're watching this and they're like, what is this? We're in Tennessee, y'all.
Yep. Hey.
We're at a conference.
We're at a conference in
Tennessee.
Outside of Nashville, Tennessee.
That's why we're all country looking. We don't normally look like this.
I do. On my day off. On my day off, yeah. This is excellent.
I was wondering where we were.
Hey, this this feels good.
I feel like I'm home, baby.
Okay.
We're having a good time.
Feels
we actually
good. The hat, man.
It fits
really
well. We picked
that off the wall at the Airbnb.
Yep, and you got your pants rolled up like you're Kenny Chesney. You're out to hit the beach.
Alan Jackson.
Show them the dogs. Show them the dogs. Dogs for free.
Don't do that.
Screenshot. Screenshot. Nope.
So weird. I feel so strange just having done that.
Magnify.
Enhance. Hey, by the way, do you know that that technology, like enhancement software, was literally made by a woman? I had to look up an article for work because I was writing a script about all the like all the inventions that women had come up with, and it's like impressive. That's something I just as soon as I said enhance, that's what I thought of.
Get it down.
That's a fun fact. Are you okay? Are you throwing up?
I was trying not to spit out the water.
Because it's such an amazing fact, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I know,
yeah.
But it's not that amazing that a woman did it.
No, but I thought it was interesting. I said the word enhance and that's what triggered it, okay?
Here's
the
amazing thing.
Yeah.
A woman made it.
Hey, listen.
Don't say.
We celebrate everything, all right? We celebrate all wins, all inventions.
Not all of them.
Name one invention we don't celebrate. Name one.
Cheese grater.
It's true. Never mind. Yeah. My bad.
How are we doing, y'all? It's doing late. Good. It's like
it's pretty late.
Don't you have a question for us?
Pastor, yes, I do.
Yeah. You should probably get to the question for us.
That's how we do this here.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. See.
Josh has been on vacation. Hey, it's been a while. I'm quiet.
Today's question. Sitting by our viewer. Is art made up?
Can you repeat the question?
Is art?
Art? A-R-T?
Made
okay.
up.
Okay. Well, art is subjective, right?
Or objective.
Or objective. But I would say it's not made up. No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
At all. No.
No.
Nah.
No.
Interesting.
But it could be, though.
It could be.
Because who knows? Who invented art? Who invented art?
Who did invent art?
Wait a minute. I think I read somewhere that Hitler invented art.
Oh, my gosh.
So Danny, Andrew, and Andy?
No! No, I didn't. No, I didn't mean it. No.
Hitler.
No! No, what do you, nobody what do you say?
No. Invented art and no, it's no, good?
That's not what we meant.
Oh my God.
Welcome to the show!
Did I say ninja? I meant...
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare's Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare's Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
creatures. I said, empty your mind.
You were martial arts!
Oh, I'm back, everybody. I'm back.
How did that happen?
I think Andy just crushed the mic in his...
Wow.
Honestly, I was holding it a little bit harder than I usual, and I squeezed it.
You shouldn't use this.
It doesn't have anything to do with that.
It might.
No.
Because we've never had a mic that broke.
But the you definitely yelled "Welcome to the show" off mic, so I think you need to do it one more time.
Welcome to the show!
Dude, if it broke again,
oh, man. It was just my vocal cords are that powerful. At that point, there's greater things that we need to discover.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm so tired.
Why are you tired?
Because it's 11 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Okay.
So
what
have you been doing before this time?
A lot of stuff.
Like what?
Conference.
Okay.
Talking to people.
Okay.
Which I don't like.
All right.
Because I'm
you did nothing last week.
The people are no. The people are nice.
You sat on a beach last week and did nothing by yourself.
Don't say that.
That's what you did.
You went
on a cruise, you sat on a beach in Mexico for a week all by yourself, and you took vacation.
That's true.
Right? Am I wrong?
I mean, you
Am I wrong?
Vacation.
Stop.
Our office was on fire, and you were posting photos from the beach.
I literally texted you.
A little offensive.
Do we have a fire extinguisher 16 times? And you said, LOL, what?
Hello, what?
And then you put like the note, you sent a selfie, and then you said, don't bother me, and you put on the do not disturb.
Every time I walked by.
And I had to hit the notify anyway.
Every time I went into the office last week, these dudes are just like,
yeah.
And then you're just posting all these pictures.
Yeah.
And now you're tired.
Tell us the truth. What happened on vacation?
Mm-hmm. Listen, vacation was nice.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
It sounded awesome. Your guys' picture looked dope. I'm jealous I didn't get to go to Bermuda with you.
But it was one of the most tiring things I've ever done in my life.
Because of kids.
Do not bring
an
infant and a toddler on a cruise. Kill you. It was so hard.
You're hanging on by a thread.
Yeah.
I'm hanging on by a thread.
Tell them about the room.
I'm dying. Our room was 8 feet wide by 12 feet deep.
Shawshank. In Shawshank, the room, the prison cells were bigger than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had our pack and play, the crib for Jane.
Yeah.
And Ada slept in the bed with us.
Chaos.
I didn't sleep.
You got kicked in the face repeatedly.
8 days.
8 days of being kicked in
and
the face.
Motion sick. I threw
up. You got motion sick?
So many times.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that?
Because you're just like this. You're going.
Did you get motion sick like in your room or was it like or
everywhere?
Okay.
Did you feed the sharks by puking? Did you puke over the railing?
No, it was in the toilet.
Why would you do that? The sharks are hungry,
selfish,
dude.
I know.
Yeah, it's very shellfish. You ate shellfish?
Shellfish?
Shellfish.
Very shellfish.
Oh, shellfish.
But it was fun.
I'm jealous.
I'm very grateful for going on it.
Yeah. You went with your whole family, your brother, your sister, their spouses. That was awesome.
We had really good times. We went to Bermuda.
But now we're in Nashville. Speaking of Bermuda, we're in Nashville now. We're back, baby. We're
back, baby.
Nashville, baby.
And we're in a cabin in the woods.
South of Murfreesboro.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like an hour.
Yeah. So we're not.
Nashville.
Yeah. But
we can claim that we're in Nashville,
hey,
baby.
Yeah. Like them bachelorette parties. Woo! Yeah. I'm so crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Nashville. I'm sorry. It's a little much. It's a little too much on the nose. It's too obvious. Like, just go somewhere else. You get the white sparkly boots, the white sparkly hat.
The Megalodon. What do you know about it?
The Megalodon?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Everything.
Speaking of Nashville bachelorette parties.
The Megalodon.
The Megalodon. I know the movie The Meg came out this summer, and it was pretty good.
Big Shark.
Big Shark.
Big Shark.
Prehistoric.
No one's ever seen one.
Or?
Doesn't exist anymore.
Or maybe not.
Or
fifth.
Current Stork?
What?
Current Stork Shark.
Maybe. Right?
You think it exists?
According to NASA.
Is that what you're saying? What?
What do you think?
According to NASA? I thought they were supposed to be looking up.
Listen, here's a story.
Okay.
I really tried to do research, and I couldn't find anything.
They're trying to bury it.
Maybe.
Drowned it.
Listen to this. Okay.
That was good. That was
very good.
Okay.
Sorry. Dive in, dude.
NASA and the Megalodon.
Okay.
The 1970s, NASA started a underwater research and testing site off the coast of Maryland. NASA.
NASA. Intestines. Got it.
What did you say?
You said a word that sounded like intestines. That made me think.
What? I said testing.
I know, but it sounded like in testing. That's what it sounded like to
you
me.
You just cut off the flow.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Intestines.
I waited a pause. There was a pause.
All right, we need another hook.
No, we got it. Stop.
In the 1970s, NASA started a underwater research and testing site.
I hear it now.
Right? Intestines site.
Okay. And?
Yeah, I know. I'm
testing.
Saying, listen, I understand.
Off the coast of Maryland, called Zone F.
Ooh.
Right?
Stands for?
Don't know. But why is NASA dealing with the ocean?
That's what I'm saying.
But
they're supposed to be looking up.
But they said...
But they caught...
My mustache just caught the mic hair.
You got to do a little...
Mustache caught the mic.
We caught them lacking.
The mic hair.
They're looking down.
While we're talking about the mic, make sure you're talking into it when you're looking toward him.
Yeah. So, Zone F, and it was to study the existence of rare animals.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does NASA stand for, first of all? National American Space Association?
Jamie.
Is that right? Jamie, can you look that up? Jamie?
Clarissa?
Clarissa, I mean, sorry, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was so fast. You are Jamie.
That was really good.
Say what she said, though.
I literally couldn't. National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Okay.
I was way off, but I felt like I was good.
Okay, so it was like a month or so ago, this guy named George Meyer, right, who's a biologist, marine biologist out of Texas. He went to Maryland to do some studying and stuff. He was out fishing for all this whatever. And a storm came.
Okay.
And it lasted for 2 hours, and he got blown, like, pretty far out. When the storm passed, he was ready to go, and he looked off the boat, and there's a giant cage underneath him.
Like how giant?
How giant?
Listen.
Okay.
Being a marine biologist, he brought his scuba stuff with him.
No way.
Put it on, went underwater, and he looked at this cage. And from what he saw, it went a mile this way and a mile that way. And it went so far down to where he couldn't see the bottom. And on the cage, it said, quote, Zone F property of NASA, stay out.
What? A whole cage. You didn't see anything inside of it?
No.
Because you've planted the megalodon in my head, so I'm thinking saw it.
He saw that and he said, oh, I don't want to mess with this.
Yeah.
Started swimming up. Then he heard a loud metal banging.
Dude.
And he was up. He looked back down. And what he saw, he said, was a shark 60 to 70 feet in length.
Oh, no.
It freaked him out so much, he swam back to the boat, took off.
Yeah.
For sure.
As a normal person would.
He came back 2 weeks later, and the cage was gone.
The mile-long cage was gone.
Was gone.
That's what I'm trying to wrap my head around. Like, how, line of sight underwater isn't a mile, so I'm trying to figure out how he did that math.
But he's a marine biologist. He knows. Andrew. He knows how to go with a mile.
Why are you even questioning him?
He's a marine biologist. He knows distances underwater. He can figure it out.
How dare you?
That was a stupid question. No, I get what you're saying, though.
No, he's a professional in his field.
Yeah.
Here's why I ask. Because if he actually swam the distance and then saw the shark, can you imagine the panic while swimming the mile back to the boat?
No, he went straight down. He did a left and right.
I tried to give you an out.
No, but what if he like swam back up and drove his boat and was still looking down and saw the cage? And he's it's been a mile.
There you go.
It doesn't matter if it was a mile or a half a mile.
Yeah, we got to talk about the shark.
It's a cage in the middle of the ocean.
Okay, wait, I think I missed this.
Owned by NASA with a shark in it. That's massive. That's like, it doesn't matter how big the cage is.
When was this? Like the stuff happened in the 70s. When was this?
This was April 17th.
This year?
2023.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, I hope this is real.
It gets crazy, dude. Yeah. Okay, so I was researching this.
Okay.
And I'm like, I came across this other dude. His name is Richard Gomez, who is a local fisherman in Maryland. and they were doing this experiment with NASA called like the they called it like the Big Fish Project or something like that.
Jonah.
And so the NASA had their boats and they just started going out. And he's like, I'm going to follow them because like this is weird. And so he followed them for 3 days and like like at a distance. And then one day they stopped.
Yeah.
And then he like got a little closer and then he realized they're not research boats. They're whaling boats. And they had giant harpoon stuff things on them. And they launched it. He said he saw a giant fin and they launched it. And he said he saw a giant shark that looked like it was like 60 to 70 feet long.
Dude.
They dragged it for 3 miles. And then that was it. And he said he got footage of it. And he approached NASA about it being like, what was this? And they're like, that was nothing. And he says, if you don't tell me what it is, on September 15th, I will release the footage.
What are you talking about? That's 3-4 days from now?
Yeah. So today is...
Oh, man.
It's the 12th.
The 12th.
Yeah.
When we're filming this.
Oh, my goodness.
So when the 15th come around...
Okay.
And well, that seems weird though, right? To give a date and like make it weird, like in the future, it's like all those like post-apocalyptic people like, oh, the end times is going to be coming on this date.
I did a lot of research and I could not find anything. So this is like just a bunch of
people. It's trying to be buried.
Maybe. Wow. Or maybe I believe it was one person that made it up.
I believe that's such a weird theory. I believe it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Can we?
Danny, your thoughts. Go.
Oh, well, questions. Mostly questions. Because this is wild. Okay. Number one. Why does NASA have stuff in the ocean?
That's what I'm saying.
Did you find anything? Did it say anything about like why NASA's doing this type of research?
No.
Because National Aeronamics or what is it? What is it?
Aeronamics?
What is that?
Jamie, what was it?
Aerospace, I think.
Aerospace. So it has nothing to do with it. Is there a precedent with the ocean, like NASA messing with the ocean though before that, like the 70s?
Was it?
Aeronautics.
Nothing what did I say before?
Aerodynamics?
I was closer than you guys. You guys said aerospace.
Aerodynamics.
I knew there was an N in there somewhere.
Dude, I don't understand why NASA is doing stuff in the ocean.
I mean, I get it. If they're, you know, they literally are located in Texas and Florida. They're surrounded by the ocean.
I know, but they're aeronautics.
Yeah,
aero.
I'm sure there's
space.
Aero. We'll have to look this up, but I'm pretty sure that means air.
Aeronautics. I mean,
it's in the name.
Sky.
I'm sure there's gonna be a ton of people in the comments that are like, "Oh, that's why it's really easy to understand." But that sounds like really wild to me.
It does.
True, but our commenters also don't sound like that. Okay, so don't.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry.
No, sorry. But there's got to be precedent of like them messing with the ocean before this time. This whatever they did. So I'm sure it's normal. But a cage in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
A mile long.
Listen, like
it said Zone F, property of NASA, stay out.
I saw there was some comedian on Rogan that said, like, I can't believe, you know, people believe that, like, you know, this person's an idiot because they believe that humans existed at the same time as dinosaurs. We live in a land, there are dinosaurs on this earth because of their prehistoric animals, like gators, right?
Yeah.
Birds are classified as dinosaurs.
Birds!
So it's like...
Chicken.
The chicken's
basically a velociraptor.
Absolutely. It's the next step. One step away from a velociraptor. But like that there's no reason why a megalodon could not exist.
Yeah,
for
like
sure.
A giraffe exists, a platypus exists.
Okay, well, I didn't write this down in the notes, but they had there are like NASA images from like one of their satellites. There was an oil spill. It was like a couple months ago off of Brazil, and they were observing the oil spill, but there was an anomaly. When they zoomed in, it was a giant shark.
Oh, man.
And so I'm like wondering.
Dude. I mean, like, that would
like,
yeah, go ahead.
If it got out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they caught it, they contained it.
Yeah, there's got to be.
Obviously, like, endangered.
There's probably, like, a handful in the world.
Yeah.
And they're trying to mutate it. Well, that's the crazy, that's what I do love about the whole, experimental, like, stuff that go on with, like, animal genes and stuff. Like, they're getting, like, endangered species are coming back. That's awesome. That's dope. That's great. But if a megalodon exists, put it in an aquarium.
Or maybe
you'll make some money. right?
Yeah.
Have you seen think they're going to kill it? What is that?
I can kill it.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
It's scary.
70-foot shark? God.
They're like bigger than like a pirate ship, bro. And they eat whales.
But I'm sure they can control it somehow. They got a cage.
Now, have you seen the stuff with great whites, though? When they're trying to track them, they dive so deep that they'll fall off of like signal. And so a lot of
the bigger sharks stay
really, really deep in really cold water. So you think a bigger shark would be deeper than we can track.
Yeah, that's true.
Love that.
But speaking of that, the James Webb telescope. What?
We didn't even talk about that.
Yes, you did. You said like you said satellite images.
Yeah, NASA.
Okay, sorry, NASA satellite images. That's related.
You said James Webb, but we didn't talk about it, but that's cool.
It's fine.
I love that you can have two topics that are completely unrelated, but I mentioned one thing that we barely didn't talk about.
Because I know how to transition, baby.
Okay, all right.
I really do.
What are you, George Bush?
Maybe.
quick question.
Maybe I am.
Question. Did you do it? Nah. All right. So here's his. This is a picture, according to some observers, that are scientific in NASA's universe, shows a 1,000-mile-long alien mothership from Jupiter. They took a picture of Jupiter, and they have this thing that's inside of it they can't explain. And a lot of observers are saying 1,000-mile-long spaceship.
Whoa.
Wait. Or it's something that's standing still in front of Jupiter. And it's not an asteroid. It's nothing they could figure out. And some people are saying either we don't know what it is, and some people are saying it might be an alien mothership.
1,000 mile long?
Let me read it again for you. 1,000-mile-long alien mothership Jupiter. Look at that thing.
Is that like from here to like...
Imagine 1 mile.
Kansas?
1 mile times 1,000.
Okay.
From here? Yeah, from here? No, that's way beyond Kansas.
It's to home and
from
back.
Tennessee?
I think we're like just over 500 miles away.
Someone look at... Where's Jamie? She's gone.
Jamie's gone.
Oh, boy.
We lost all
1,000 miles?
Audience.
What are you talking about? 1,000 miles away from here?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Right.
Look up, like, so let's say, from here what, to Kansas.
To Kansas? Okay, so let's think Wichita, Kansas, okay?
No, like from where we're at, like Florida.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that's going to be 1,000 miles. That's going to be pretty close to 1,000 miles. About 18 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a huge
alien mothership that's happening.
Hey, imagine walking that. That'd take you a while.
Yeah. The aliens probably have hoverboards, I imagine. Just going from side to side. Why did they put the food court on the other end? Why would they not put it in the middle?
They got the bird scooters.
Yeah. Imagine aliens have the same annoying problems that we have. How annoying would that be? They have all this
scooters not working.
They have how all of our technology is nowhere near theirs, right?
Yeah.
What if like their minimal technology is like they can't reach our like toilet paper technology.
Dude,
like
they don't know how to make fire.
That's what we got on them. So they're observing. It's like, dude,
it's
how
like, we can shoot lasers and hover. It's like
we have fire.
The aliens are like, what
is that? Evacuate. Retreat.
Too hot.
Send another drone. Ouch. Examine. Enhance.
S'mores.
That's how we lure them in.
Yeah.
S'mores.
What were we saying?
I have no idea, man. Alien mothership, 1,000-mile-long. I think it's really interesting.
I've heard that before, and I heard that Train was actually singing about an alien.
Yeah. Train, yeah. Drops of Jupiter.
In her hair.
Drops of Jupiter.
1,000-mile-long.
Train Drop knew it hair. All along.
Train.
Oh, my gosh.
Train, we can mention Train because we talked about Train today. Train should be given the same treatment that Nickelback should have been.
Worse.
Nickelback should have never got the treatment they got, but Train should have.
Look
Nickelback,
at this dude, photograph.
Don't even play. That's one of your go-to songs.
Every time I see it makes me laugh. In his head. You look like you're in Thumb Wars.
And you said I look like an Australian. Uh-oh. Oh.
But a lot worse, baby.
Dude, play your Nickelback song, your go-to.
Mid-pod guitar. Here we go.
Far away, far too long.
We're going off the rails. Let's reconnect.
It's okay. It's all right. We're in Nashville, baby.
It's like a field trip podcast right now.
Field trip podcast. Hey, Danny, tell us one fun story. Go.
Go.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm really disappointed that all of our friends.
You need to get out of. Who cares? Guess what? No one's watching us when we record this in the studio.
No, I feel like we're doing something.
Yeah.
And they're like, no.
That's fine. We are doing something. But guess what? It's for those people right there.
True.
Yeah.
You see those people right there? They care.
I'm so tired.
They care.
I'm sorry, guys.
Dude. Hey, look at me. I want to apologize. Look at me. Look at me. I'm sorry. Look at me. I want to apologize. Look at me.
That was hard.
Please make eye contact with me.
It's radiating.
For two seconds.
It's okay. Literally. Look at me. Throbbing. Look at me. Stop.
Pump it up.
Okay. Stop.
Pump it.
This hurts. Stop.
I'm sorry.
Stop. Okay.
Pump it up. Pump up the jam. Danny, what's your story?
I don't really know right now what the story is, but this is where I'm going with this. Randomly, you texted us yesterday when we were driving up the driveway of this cabin, a 10-point buck. Just like this is how I want to kind of create some context for like we are out in the woods.
Yeah.
There's wild deer running around. There's like.
To be fair, it was like a 2-point.
No, 3-point.
I was about to correct you because we're going to pop the picture up and it's going to make you look.
No, that was a good 6-point. It's
like a 6-pointer.
That was no way closer a 6-point.
Yes, it was.
No. Not a chance.
Going to the really? Group chat.
Yeah. Not a
Maybe
chance.
Maybe I didn't look close enough. I'm sorry. I'm not going to lie.
We're way out in the Tennessee wilderness where there are deer everywhere.
Yeah. You look like you're going to go gold mining now.
There's gold in this.
Prospector.
Prospector Andy. There's gold in them hills.
Oh, my gosh. It is a 6-point for sure, at least.
Yeah. Okay, well,
no, sorry. At most.
But speaking of deer.
At most. Don't say it. Please don't.
We have an ag. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere!
Everybody, welcome, Lindley. Listen, everybody, we got SundayCoolSwag.com where you get all your ninja merch and Sunday Cool Swag. Listen, I'm telling
that's
you what.
Right. That's right. That is absolutely right.
Literally, we got hats, we got stickers, we got shirts, we got literally everything you could possibly ever want. Because if you love this podcast, guess what? Everything on this website is going to, you can buy, you can wear, and you can show everyone that you see in the world how much you love this podcast. Am I right?
Dude, okay.
Hit me one more time.
Oh, enough. SundayCoolSwag.com.
I didn't know that was
and
enough.
And get all of your merch, ninja stuff.
There we go.
I'm going to cry.
There we go. It hurts so bad. Are you tired, though?
Yeah.
You're not tired.
No.
Nope, you're not. See, I fixed it. Ah! SundayCoolSwag.com, go now.
It's so red under there, I know it.
Probably, me too.
Not the same.
Go for it.
Your hands are lead.
They're not lead.
That was a beefy splat.
Dude, my thigh is throbbing.
Dude, you...
Yeah, because you needed it, dude. Be honest. Did you not need that?
I don't think so.
Too bad, then.
Pull up the pant.
I can't.
Is it red? It won't go.
It's too far.
Oh, wait, it was smack. Well, maybe your hand hurt.
Yeah, wasn't the ad fun, though?
It's so fun.
I'm so tired.
Kind of scared me a bit.
Tired.
You know what's going to help if you keep telling yourself, I'm tired. Your brain has control and you're telling it, I'm tired, so I need to go to bed.
Do the O.
Say, I'm excited and I have energy and I'm loud.
Yeah.
I'm excited and I have energy and I'm loud.
Thank you.
Wow.
No.
They hated that.
I don't care.
I'm so self-conscious about them going to sleep.
I don't care. We're out of work.
They knew we were doing it.
Yeah, that's right.
Breathe in your nose really fast 3 times and then out.
Hey. Northman, do it again. Do it again. Northman, do it again. Who took your father?
I will avenge you, father!
Who else?
I will kill you, Mionat!
I will avenge you, mother.
I will save your mother.
Oh,
I
save your mother. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that is.
That made me so lightheaded. I breathed in so much. Dizzy.
You got like panic in your eyes for a
second. Oh, yeah, because I was like.
the volume that decreased as you said, mother.
I save mother. Menu Gate. Have you heard of that?
Menu Gate? I actually have heard of this. Mm-mm. Very interesting.
I have not.
Please
It's very wild, and I don't understand it. Maybe you can understand it. This man, his name is Cody.
Cody.
It's a very squeaky chair.
You've been doing it this whole time. It's like you have tremors.
This man named Cody lives in Atlanta. He walked out of his apartment one day and noticed every single door in his hallway had a Chinese menu in the doorway.
Mm-hmm.
3 days later, still there in every doorway.
All of them.
And he's like, what in the world?
Mm-hmm.
It's like 3 days. Everyone in my hall has not opened their door. And then it was like 5 days, still there. And he's like, this is weird. And so he went down to the parking garage and looked at the cars. And the majority of the cars in the parking garage were covered in dust. And he's like, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Looked at the license plate. They were all like 2019, 2018, the register or registration.
Yep.
He's like, weird. And then he's like, okay, this is like freaking me out a little bit. Went through his whole apartment building, couldn't find a fire alarm. Finally, like, went down like one weird hallway or whatever, found one. And he's like, I'm at the point now, like, I need to know if there's people in this building. Pulls it. And supposedly, there's supposed to be 800 people living in this apartment building.
Yeah.
No one came out.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he had previously checked. He'd gone outside at night, and there were lights on.
Yeah.
Like, he'd seen, like, just, like, okay, like, because, like, he'd been, like, showing this on TikTok documenting it all the way through. And he said, like, people were like, go out at night, see how many lights are on. And there were some lights on, some lights off. And lights were on the row that he knew that nobody was on.
Yeah.
And so this is just confirming the time that he's been spent, like, no, like, he hadn't seen anybody. And so this is just confirming more and more that's like, something's going on.
Yeah. And then it went a step further to where he went out into his local little nook where his apartment was. Mm-hmm. And he didn't film this part. So it's like, you take it with a grain of salt.
Grain of rice. Yeah.
And, every like coffee shop and place that he went to, there was always one man in there wearing a suit talking on the phone. He said, these men were all saying the same thing into the phone. And he's just like, am I living in a simulation? Mm-hmm. What is this? Mm-hmm. That's as far as I got.
Yeah. Like what's beyond that? Like what's happening? Yeah, is it an experiment? Is it like, is he being tested? Is it like, is it a mistake that he's even in there?
Yeah, it's like an experiment or something on this guy. That is terrifying.
Yeah, like, yeah. Is it, but I can't imagine, like, it could be something as simple as like this, they just can't get people to rent.
I don't know. One person said that it's like the, like what BlackRock does is that they purchase apartments and houses and stuff to drive up the price of the local area. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that he is like a side effect of that, to where he actually got an apartment, but like this company purchased all the other apartments because they own the area and the apartment building to drive up rent.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Here's my conspiracy. You saying that right now made me think, what if it's a money laundering thing? Where it's like, they purchase this, they fake probably a ton of real, like actual real tenants, and you have maybe one or two to, you know, like to make sure it's, you know, validified. Like as if they go to court, they bring these people, they, you know, they summon these people. But in reality, they're turning on, they keep on lights, they keep all these things running because they're like, oh yeah, we're bringing all this money in because we have this many renters and it's fake information they have to prove. And all that money's going to, like, it's somewhere, you know? Golly. Yeah, especially in like New York or Atlanta and big cities like that.
Danny,
what's your theory?
I don't know. I feel like this is like a social experiment of some kind. I don't know. It feels I don't
like gases.
Yeah, it's probably got something to do with gases.
My history on this podcast is I have horrible answers, but the fact that the guys in all the restaurants were saying the same thing on the phone, don't like that.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's really weird and creepy.
It's like the Matrix.
Yeah. So
Mr. Anderson,
haven't seen it.
What?
Yeah. Neither of you.
That's bonkers. No, I've seen it all the way through now.
Oh.
No, yeah, right. The first one.
Yeah.
The first one.
That,
but not all three?
No. One at a time, baby. Come on. Took me at a time. Well, it took me like 20 it's years to watch the first one.
It's 1999.
Hey, okay, well, you know what? 24 years from now, I'll watch the second one, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Relax. I want a pattern.
That was fast math.
Thank you.
Rain Man with
1999 plus 1 equals 2000 plus 23 equals 2023 plus 1 equals 2024.
Like, hold on, hold on, hold on. Is that
2024?
Is that how you do math, though? For real?
That's not how I do math. That's how I did that math. Yeah. I don't divide by like 1999 for every math equation.
No, like you added to get to 2000 to do the rest.
That's
of
how
math.
My mind works. Yes.
No, here's the thing. That's Common Core math. The math that all the parents are tripping out about
is based on doing
math. It seems that's the most simple to me.
Same.
You round up to the most like the most even number or solid number, a zero.
It's very common.
Right? Stop. I'm not common. I'm rare, baby.
Common Core, baby.
This ain't no Common Core.
Hey.
This look Common Core to you? Common Core Marines. Few and the proud, baby.
For the listeners, Andy is slapping his gut.
True.
If you're not watching this podcast, there's some people that watch it. I mean, listen to it and then they watch it, which is probably pretty smart. That's probably more fun.
It's a visual spectacle, this special episode, I feel like.
But you
this
get surprised if you watch it second.
That's true.
That actually would be fun. Like, it's an additive.
Yeah.
It's a swerve additive. Wow. Like, the listeners could never know. They'll never know this.
Yeah.
They'll never know.
And it's shocking. It's really shocking what's happening.
I won't spoil it.
No.
Nope.
Yeah. I'm an analog.
Wow, you are.
You're not going anywhere.
There you go. Look at this.
Analog. Why are you doing it like that?
Oh my God, I just threw it in there.
Do you know what Andy looks like?
Many things, but.
He looks like, with his shirt, Cam from Modern Family.
I'll take that. Compliment.
That's great.
Eric Stone Street, an amazing actor.
Dude, he is great.
Can I ask you a question?
Say it again.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about those guys that broke through the Chinese wall? The Great Wall of China?
If that wasn't an on-purpose setup.
That was on purpose. The Chinese wall. I don't have to call it the Great Wall of China every single time.
It's what you call it.
When I say Chinese wall, what do you think of? What do you possibly think of?
For me, it was a 50-50 of like, it could be the Great Wall of China or another wall that I don't know about.
What are the odds that 50-50. It's the Great Wall of China? 50-50, really? Am I wrong? It's a Chinese wall. It's a wall in China. And guess what? Two guys, I think it was a guy and a girl, I can't remember, but they broke through the Great Wall of China because it was more convenient. Did you see this?
No.
And they got arrested. And I'm pretty sure they're dead now.
What? Wow.
Because they destroyed an ancient wall. It's China. What do you think's going to happen? They just broke down the Chinese wall, bro. Do you not realize how big of a crime that must be?
It's a big wall.
In the country of China? It is a big wall. Look it up.
It's the great one.
And you can't see it from space. That's a lie.
It's the best you've ever done.
I asked you the question. Did you hear about the guys that broke through the wall in China?
Dude, no. Even give us time to comprehend what you're saying.
It's not
probably dead.
It's China, bro.
It's a crime.
We're both laughing hysterically.
It's an insane crime. Okay, imagine. I want you to imagine right now that someone walks up to the Lincoln Memorial and just guillotines Abraham. Okay?
Yeah, they probably wouldn't die though.
Are we in a communist country?
No, we're not.
Oh! Okay. I know that!
Okay.
That's why I'm saying it!
Okay. Back up.
You want to bet these guys aren't dead? You want to bet right now that these guys aren't off the earth?
What do you mean they broke through it?
I don't know. That's what the article said. It said these two guys broke through the China wall.
Through it.
I don't know if they climbed it, broke thing. They broke it so they could go through it because it was more convenient than walking to an entrance.
I mean, I get that. It's a big wall.
It's
a great wall.
I'm not saying I don't get it because, listen, hey, work smart, not hard, right?
Amen.
But
it's 25.
You're doing it in China to the one of the greatest achievements in human history, right? The China Wall.
The Great Wall of China is 25 feet
thick. The Chinese Wall.
25 feet.
25 feet thick.
Okay, look it up. Look up the article. I guarantee you that this person, it's not like solidly stowed every single spot in the wall. You know that, right?
Pulled off like a
piece. You think it's completely fully together? It's completely sound. It's not.
It's old.
Yeah, it's super old. There's
parts that are like decrepit.
It's great,
yeah,
but it's not good. You know what I mean? You know, it's a great wall of China, but it's not a good wall of China. These people literally broke through. And I don't understand why you're laughing. This is a serious thing, and I'm really upset. They ruined a universal monument, as far as I'm concerned.
Are you upset at them?
Yeah. I'm on China's side. I'm on China's side of this. That's what I'm saying.
All right. That's fair.
Because I feel like I just think it's a crazy story. That's why I wanted to bring Tennessee's up. Because, it's just an insane thing to think of, like, I'm just going to destroy this wall that doesn't belong to me because it's just in my way.
Yeah.
It's just absurd.
It's like the Berlin Wall when they destroyed it.
Yeah.
But it was like to be free.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
No.
You've really changed.
You're going.
No.
No.
Who was it? It was Reagan, right?
Yeah.
Look, Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I have no idea what any of that meant, by the way.
So Berlin was divided.
Okay. Berlin's a country? See? Don't laugh at me.
No, I'm not trying to.
I'm trying not to laugh at your stupidity.
I'm really not. It's a city in Germany.
Got it. Yeah.
And after World War II.
Now that you say it, I know that already.
Okay. But after World War II. Yeah. USSR and the United States and England and stuff.
USSR is Russia.
Correct. Correct.
I'm dumb.
No. It's good. It's good. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But they were basically racing to take over Berlin.
Yeah.
Because Berlin was like the capital of Nazi Germany. That's where they had all the laboratories.
So you get Berlin, you have control.
Yeah.
Got
Berlin
it. Okay.
Is Germany.
Got it.
And basically they got there half and half. And so they decided to literally split it. Like, so Russia would have half of Berlin and the UK, basically NATO would have the other half.
So no one won. It was a compromise.
Not until we tore down the wall.
Okay.
That's when we...
Fun fact. Oh,
okay, so that the split happened and then the Berlin Wall is what was...
ended, that's when
got
Berlin...
Got it. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Hey,
good for them, guys. Congratulations.
My dad has a piece of the Berlin Wall.
Does he really?
I'll bring it to work next week.
Dope.
That's awesome.
It's kind of fun. I mean, it's kind of cool.
I'm saying that's cool awesome as if because I just learned that.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people that have known that for a long time.
Yeah, history is crazy.
I didn't even know that existed. Do you know history is a real thing, dude?
No, it was funny because the USSR, they knew about the Nazi... laboratories that were like working on the atomic bomb. They knew about, but the US and the UK did not know about it. And so that's why they're so eager to get to Berlin first.
That was the Heisenberg
guy, right? Allies.
That was Heisenberg, right? The guy from Germany, the atomic bomb guy from Germany. Heisenberg, right?
Yeah. But he was in the US at that time.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And so they were like, we're going to like try to like get there as quick as we can. But like they're like ammunition, the soldiers, they're like kaput.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like basically straggling to get there.
Yeah.
And then the US and the UK were like, why are these guys moving so fast? And so like, wait a second, we got to go get.
Oh, no.
And so it was just like this weird.
Yeah.
And then it turned into the whole Berlin Wall and the like.
And that was after World War II, right? That was like in the 70s.
No, right? This was 60s, the Berlin 70s? Wall.
Yeah.
That was like directly after World War II.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
I thought Reagan was like in the 60s, I guess.
Well, I mean, it was up that long.
Got it. Okay. I'm saying like a breakdown, I guess. But
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot, guys.
That's good.
Thanks for being patient with me.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling like a little seventh grader for the first time in history class. I feel like I just learned English.
His podcast is off the rails, by the way.
Yeah. Andy, I'm going to take
That's
this.
Okay. That's okay. That,
you're like
people
asleep.
Love it. I'm so tired. But I want to take a moment.
How about you sit up?
I want to let you know that you're the inside. There's a... The inside of your hat is on the side of your face.
Okay.
Just a little bit of it.
Thank you.
I think this.
What is up with this side of my face being messed up on the podcast? Remember the string from the party hat?
Oh, yeah.
And then there was another time.
Maybe
something
you just can't feel.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just having a stroke this whole time.
All right, this is the last thing I have. This article says, hiker lost for 24 hours, ignores calls from rescuers because of unknown number.
Bye.
What?
You're done, dude.
This guy,
gosh,
that's insane.
Who's hiking, got lost,
yeah,
needed rescuing.
Not that bad, apparently.
The rescuers were calling him. He's like, oh, unknown.
Unbelievable.
Decline.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Totally crazy. Do you see those police officers that have body cam footage? There was like a fugitive in the woods, and they're like trying to get him out, and they wouldn't. Like, and he had a gun and everything like that, and they're trying to get him out of the woods. And so, like, this cop, like,
has, barks like a dog.
He has this brilliant idea. He's like, "Hey, listen, we're gonna bring out our canines." And it's like, if you don't come out in 3 seconds, we're releasing our canines, and they will tear you apart. And so he's like, he waits 3, 2, 1, and he goes.
That's better than what he did.
Dude,
he went like,
he did it for like 20 seconds. And then
they came out.
And he dropped the gun and he came out. And it was like, dude, I was like, this seems like a Parks and Rec skit. Yeah, like, it was insane.
The worst barking ever.
It sounded like those hound dogs. Like, it was insane, bro. It was crazy. I thought it was so funny. But he's a hero now.
Yeah.
And it's like everyone's like, kind of sucked though, right? Like, that was terrible.
I mean, he's a dog
but it worked.
He's a dog man.
Hey, is he dog the new dog bounty hunter? Oh. You know how they pass on James Bond?
Yeah.
Like, to new people? Is he the new dog the bounty
Probably.
Hunter?
Probably.
It's a good audition.
Yeah. It'd be perfect.
I have a question.
Okay. Oh my goodness. We didn't even do the question.
We're going to end on these two guys right here. All right.
Here we are.
Question corner with Danny, where the questions are fresh on his mind. I think I said questions.
Crescents. All right.
Here we go, baby.
I completely forgot about that.
This is the best ending, though.
I'm telling you.
To an off rails episode, this is perfect.
This is perfect.
Okay. Because he hasn't talked that much, so let's go. Bring it home, Alan Jackson.
Here we go.
Look at his feet, first of all.
Yeehaw.
He was like that, like Cinderella. Just
I was like I'm trying to prop the mic up. It's not good.
It just looked. It was the last thing expected when I looked down. I'm sorry. So it looked like a Barbie without her heel.
All right, here's a question.
Hit me.
If you had to choose another region of the world to live in, or another time in history, which would you choose and why?
Oh, I'm gonna do both. I'm going to do time and place.
Wow.
Okay.
Time and place. I'm going to do 1930s Germany. No, I'm kidding. I was trying to think of the worst places.
Look at you and the timeline, though.
Yeah, I'm learning, dude.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
By the time, like 5 years from this podcast, I'm going to be the greatest historian that's ever existed.
It's true.
I would do, oh, man. I've always wanted to live like somewhere safe. But back when it's really dangerous. Naturally. So I don't know where that would be, but I would be like, I want to live in the old Western country. I don't know if it's just the Nashville getting in me, but like old saloon type of days, red dirt
like the
roads.
Old West?
Dude, old West, like, but true country style.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I want to be like a blacksmith or something, you know?
Yeah.
Something I would never do nowadays.
Do like somewhere like Wyoming, like Buffalo Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where in Wyoming? Cheyenne, Wyoming.
With Buffalo Bill.
Where the buffaloes roam.
Drink your sarsaparilla.
The Sunshine State, as they say.
Yeah.
Well.
So is that so a time that be, or place?
Or time, yeah.
Is that the 1800s?
A region. Is the,
yeah.
Was the, yeah.
1850. 1850, Phoenix, Arizona. I'm sure there was like Cowboys there, right? In Phoenix?
I don't know.
Right? There's got to be.
I have no idea.
Had to have been.
Probably.
Or had to have been. We'll check it.
1850.
1850 Phoenix. The gold rush.
But that's the time where if you got diarrhea, you die.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Oh, Montezuma's revenge coming for you. Hard.
Here we go.
This is it, babe. I love you, kids. Goodbye.
Time or place. I think the 50s would be dope.
1950s? Where?
Okay. Never mind.
That's too close.
70s.
Okay.
Kind of like the Woodstock era.
I figured you'd be caveman, dude.
No, that was scary.
But isn't there a part of you that just wouldn't be scared, though? Like a primal part of you that says that you could survive?
I don't think so.
I think there is.
Those guys are built different.
Built different.
Those cavemen were built different. They got that dog in them.
They had no thought process in their minds. They're just they're fighting for their lives.
Yeah.
Also, I don't believe in cavemen.
You don't? There was not like that was the only people that existed at one time. Like, I'm sure there was certain people, there were certain villages.
I don't think
or certain
they were that
villain. Dumb. No, I agree.
Have you ever seen that documentary from those people in Alabama, like the
inbred people?
Yeah, that one's the Whitakers. That's a rough documentary.
Yeah.
That one's rough. That's what makes me believe
in that family? They have in their genealogy, some of them, their skin is completely blue.
What?
Yeah.
Blue?
Yeah, that's part of the being inbred.
Oh, that's not good.
It's it gets traced down. It's every other generation, there's one person that's born with their skin blue.
It's terrifying. It's one of those things where you don't it's not like it's a, it is a choice. That's the thing. It's a choice what they're doing. It's just scary. And it's that's why I feel like we can you mention it. Cause it's a bad decision. Do not do that.
But we're in Tennessee. So.
Dude.
Hey, y'all get it. Just kidding.
Just kidding. We love being here.
Yeah,
we do.
Lily still thinks we're cousins. So.
Hey, okay, Andrew, you go first.
Yeah, I'm going to.
For Danny, I mean.
Yeah. I say late 1700s, New Orleans, there was a settlement. It's the first Asian American settlement. They called it Little Manila, and that is where the shrimping industry in Louisiana was born.
What would your job be?
My people.
Telling you now, in the 1700s, it'd be really scary for you.
What would your job be?
The shrimping
thing.
Shrimping?
Literally, that's the true thing. All the shrimp dishes and stuff that you get in New Orleans, it was a shrimping industry. A bunch of Filipinos jumped ship and then started a settlement.
That's dope.
Man.
Cool. I'm for it. I'll fund it.
Just fishing all day, living in a shack, maybe get some surf.
That sounds about right.
Surfing in Louisiana just in the middle of the day in 1700s. What is that guy doing?
What is that?
That boy's dancing on the water.
Going so fast in them waves.
That shrimper boy over there's gliding on the water.
Dude, you would be a god. That would be the thing. It's walking on water.
That's what surfing was believed to be in the Hawaiian tradition.
Well, I don't doubt it. Seeing that would be just someone floating. It would just be the weirdest thing.
Andrew's that person. Is so much better than shrimp.
I hate shrimp, actually.
There's just a mob waiting at the beach for you to come back.
He's a witch.
He's, surf till die, dude.
Barrel was worth
Rip
it.
Rip curl, though. Danny.
Bella Bar.
Okay, so the question was either, not both, so I didn't plan. So
no, it's both now.
I'm gonna do both.
You did both.
Yeah.
You have to do both now.
So I was thinking about it. I think I'm going to pick the Roaring Twenties.
Okay.
And
Gatsby.
Yeah, Gatsby, in America. So, post-war.
Nice.
The Depression.
That's actually really,
you're saying the Depression.
Pre-Depression.
Pre-Depression.
Post-war, pre-Depression.
Yeah.
Women
that was middle
voting.
School for me.
This is a good time in America.
Women were getting their rights.
You
did the whole...
I still wasn't invited to the party, but...
Peacetime, prosperity.
You brought a shrimp, though.
where you get your shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
Shrimp boy.
Shrimp surfer kid over here.
The shrimp god.
Shrimp god. Shrimp god on the water.
He floats.
And dances.
That's a good one.
Roaring 20s. Yeah.
Roaring
20s.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I was looking it up. There's a lot happening in the 20s.
I'm falling asleep.
Stop it.
Dude, this guy looks like me.
No.
What?
Trippy.
What guy? What are you doing?
Hey, Andrew, do you have a reel today?
Yeah, I started a parkour account.
Danny, can you give us a band? Any band in the world? One, two, three, go.
Creed.
Creed.
Andrew has a reel. It's on his phone. He's going to show us now. We're going to look at it now. Because Andrew has a video.
That's all right, dude. That's it, dude. That's the best.
I started a parkour channel.
Volume?
No joke.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, one, two, three, go. Oh, that's volume.
All right, he's jumping on an air conditioner or bike thing.
It's me.
In the paint.
Oh, that's
and
it.
And runs around.
No, that's not really it. I was just hunting for the other.
Okay.
Andrew.
All right. Like, okay, next one. Yeah.
Terrifying.
Dude, they're so fast. Oh, what are those? That's elk, right?
Yeah, that was an elk.
Dude. Oh, man, they're so fast. Dude, imagine getting hit by one. Imagine just like you're walking through a field and you just get plowed by an elk.
That thing is flying.
I've never been scared of...
Just taken out. Yeah. You're gone.
Dead.
Totally dead.
You're dead. You're dead.
You're dead.
The elk
you're dead to me.
You.
You're dead to me.
We don't have a timer, so I don't know what
it's
time.
We're
at a proper time?
This has been 3 hours.
This is about time.
I'm sorry.
Hey, don't just quit saying you're tired. We know you're tired.
I'm like, it's like the.
Hey, guess what? They enjoyed the show. They had fun, didn't you?
Maybe.
You had fun. This was a good show. We shared good stories. We had fun. We made some laughs. We made some mistakes.
We got Jace over there.
We got Jace on the floor. Jamie, how you doing? Excellent. Thank you so much.
I think half of this podcast was Andy yelling and you saying I'm tired.
Yeah.
That's sorry. Okay.
And I'm here for it.
Don't apologize.
We had the Megalodon.
He barely talked.
I don't know what happened.
Well, we asked him for a story and he didn't give us one, okay? But guess what? Show us the dogs. Show us the dogs one more time.
I'm not doing that
one
again.
One more time. Okay, we're going to do a replay of earlier then.
Real weird.
Hey, but for real, next time we have you on, we're going to talk about aliens.
Okay, let's do it.
In depth.
Dude, what if we got Anthony and Danny on at the same time?
Interesting.
That would be interesting too.
Yeah,
I love Anthony
because I feel like Danny could use a lot of just Anthony's knowledge on this new alien abduction stuff.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, he's listened to all of it too.
No, he hasn't. He's like 3 or 4 weeks behind, dude.
Bro,
three or 4 weeks behind.
Yeah,
not really. But
I know. I'm joking. I'm sorry.
Well, hey, that's the end of episode 56, baby.
That's a wrap.
We got a roaring fire. I thought we're going to keep going until it died, but look at
our fire's never going to die.
Yeah.
Hey, make sure to go to Sunday Cool Swag if you want any ninja merch. Make sure to like and share and subscribe and hit the bell so you get notified every time we upload and review.
5 stars.
Why is it important that they review, Josh?
Because it helps our podcast out.
Yep. The more reviews that we get, the more positive reviews we get, that sends it out to all the people who have not heard this podcast.
And boost it.
Absolutely. And if you love this podcast, you probably should share it with somebody.
5 stars and everything.
It helps.
If you have a 1 star, you can email us at wedontcare@sundaycool.com.
Ooh.
But I'm going to say it. Okay. You can email it to ikindofcare@sundaycool.com.
All right, that's it. We love you.
Guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Happy
love you.
Nashville Have trip. Oh, you got me back. Love you guys. Bye.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's creatures.
As an empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
To be fair, it is literally the only spot that's near me, so.
To be fair, you didn't have to do it because I got you back.
Do it one more time.
No, I don't want to. I guess what?
Oh.